Hey, Brad, Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing, brother?
Good, how are you?
Another day in paradise, man. I'm ready for this weekend, you know?
Right.
Yep, hoping the Dodgers win tonight.
Yeah, hopefully. How'd you know I was wearing a Dodgers hat? You see through my phone or what?
Oh, dude, I'm wearing a Dodgers shirt even right now. I'm a diehard Dodger fan, man. Yeah, I love them.
Yeah.
You know? Yes, sir. I got NLCS Game 6 tickets. You know, but we got to get there first, you know, so
man, right.
I'm stoked. So, I was giving you a follow-up call regarding what we spoke about yesterday. Are you ready to get this rolling?
You give me a rundown, I guess? Sorry about that.
Yeah, you're good. So what it's going to include is directory submissions to Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, Yelp, and Meta. We make you the owner of all those directories.
Wait, can you repeat those, please?
Yeah, I got you. Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple,
okay.
Yelp, and Meta,
okay.
Which is Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
Okay. And again, we make you the owner of all those directories. We're just added on as a manager. That way we can optimize and promote you on those directories.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. You do get a custom website design as well. And I shot you an example of that in the email.
Okay.
Let me
look at the email again.
Yeah. Pull it up. It'll say a mobile optimized website.
Daniel Nelson.
That's me. Yes,
that
sir.
You? Okay. And then let me see mobile optimized website.
Yep.
I'm actually taking some classes right now. I'm not looking to be a website designer, but you know, just some things that I need to look at.
Oh
yeah.
Man. We
yeah,
make it really
yeah, it
easy
pretty,
too. Yeah, you'll have a web editor.
Do you know
too.
Andrew Tate?
What's that?
Do you know Andrew Tate?
Andrew Tate? No, I don't.
Oh, you don't know that guy? He's like he was like a kickboxer or something, and then he just, you know, he's like a social media influencer.
Oh, okay.
And he has
okay.
I don't know. So he has this university called Hustlers University or whatever the fuck it's called.
Oh, I think I've heard of that before. Yeah.
It's called The Real World.
Okay.
The Real World.
I heard the Hustlers University before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Had another
so that's what I had to say. It's called The Real World. It's like, you know, you pay $50 a month and, you know, they show you. I mean, like, the education we get nowadays is cool enough, but it's outdated. And then they kind of show you stuff about marketing and business and stuff like that. So. Looking at your website, and I think like there's some pointers that they gave out, and it, you know, it looks good.
Good, man. Good. Yeah, you'll have, if you want to dabble with
it. I have another
it.
Website.
Oh, geez.
I have another website. I don't know if you want to check it out.
Yeah.
It's called, it's www.septicandsewerworks.com, I believe. Hold on one second. Septicandsewerworks.com. They might have deleted it. I'm not sure, but I was working with someone else.
Yeah, that's not pulling up. SepticandSewerWorks.com?
Yeah, it's not pulling up, huh?
Nah.
Yeah, I think they must have deleted it because I wasn't paying for that shit no more. I was paying like $350, $375
okay.
a month.
Just
and, you know, just no. It was for, you know, a bunch of broken promises. They said they would give me on Google, the first page, the first, like, 3 weeks, or the first, I think, 3 months. And then they would put me on there, and I went for, like, 6 months, and nothing happened. So it was like, they didn't really do shit. They just pretty much did a website, and, literally that's all they did for me, so.
Who'd you work with? Because I don't even see the Google page for you.
Yeah, I don't even see it anymore. It's not on them. I think they deleted it since, you know, it's been so many months since I haven't worked with them anymore.
Yeah, we make you the owner of your directories, so we don't delete any of your stuff. We add ourselves as manager, though. That way we can, like, get in and put the right keywords and do the posts to get you ranking. But, yeah, I don't know who you use, man. Our timelines, just so you know those, right? So day one at sign up, you have access to your client dashboard. That way you can start getting photos, videos, your logo to us. So we can promote all that on your directories and your website. Now, your directories, all those directories I mentioned to you, again, we make you the owner of them, so they're not getting deleted. Those are up and running in 7 to 10 days. Okay, the initial directory submissions, right? So the creation.
How about Google? Because I was having, I was trying to do the Google verification thing, and it would just it would upload my videos, but it wouldn't let me get verified. So I was trying.
We have a
team
maybe you guys that works on that all day, every day, right? Using the video verifications, and they have alternative methods like advanced verification, et cetera. So our timeline to get that done for your Google listing to be verified, up and running, and fully optimized is 7 to 14 days.
Okay, that works. That's doable.
Yeah. And then your website's also up in that 7 to 14 days. And your meta ads are running in 7 to 14 days as well.
Okay.
For you to rank on the first page of Google for all 20 keyword phrases we're targeting you for, the timeline we send you in writing for that is 45 to 60 days.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, so for you to rank on the first page of Google, right? Like when somebody does a search for your keywords, you get 20 keywords total. Some you'll see faster than others, but the timeline we send you in writing to show up for all your keywords is 45 to 60 days.
Okay.
Okay.
That works.
All right. What
kind of a deal can you give me on the price?
$299 is the best possible rate I could get you into, brother.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I already have a Facebook page that I just started, but I haven't done shit to it. I have an Instagram already, but, you know, I haven't really posted much content. Just have, like, maybe 3-4 pictures of some of the former work that I've done before.
Did you already link them, the Instagram and Facebook?
I think so, but, okay. I mean, they must have got unlinked somehow. I'm not really sure, but...
We're going to run retargeted ads for you. So, like, on the Facebook and Instagram, when you post, right... The only people that could see it are people following you, right? Or if they share it, then their followers could see it. So what we're going to do is run ads. So they don't have to be following you to see the ads.
Okay, right. And then so that part of those $300 a month is going to be how much of those $300 a month are going to be allocated for?
$100 goes towards the ads each month.
Okay, and then since I do sales, like mostly tanks, what are you guys going to, like on those ads, what are you guys going to be focused on? Like name brands, products?
Yeah, so it's going to depend on the services you want to target. Talk to me about those services right now. So what do you mean tanks?
My company name is called American Septic Works. So I'm a septic contractor.
Okay.
And then I also dabble into the sales. So I do a lot of, like on Facebook Marketplace, I sell septic tanks.
Okay.
And, you know, technically when I sell a tank on Facebook, then they're like, oh, do you do installation as well? Do you do installation?
Smart.
And I sell other materials, so they want to know if I'm an installer. So that's how I've been getting majority of the work. And also through Google, but, somebody fucked up my page. There was bad business. They felt entitled to some work that they didn't want to pay for. And then, I couldn't continue my work until that work was done. So they were like, you know, they felt really entitled about it. And I told them I'm not going to do it if they're not going to pay for it. And then they got upset. They delayed the permits because they have permits for so long. And since I wasn't doing the work, because they felt entitled to it, then, you know, I didn't do the work and it pushed the permit, timeline out the way. So now they went past the permit timeline and then they had to repay all this money to get the permit. So they were fucking upset. And then that's how they got the negative reviews.
Okay. And they left that on Google?
Yeah, I guess this guy had a trucking company.
Okay.
And he had his drivers and family and friends put all kinds of negative reviews. But, I mean, I replied to the reviews. You know, I had never done any business with them or please still prove or anything like that. But it still doesn't look good, you know, because I just don't like that shit on there. I started everything fresh. So, I'm not really concerned about branding or the name or the logo, how do you call it? Give me 1 second. Let me look it up. Give me 1 second, 1 second. Sorry about that.
Yeah, take your time.
It's called, I'm not really interested in brand building.
Okay.
I'm not really, like, I really don't care about brand building. Like, you know, I guess brand building is like a, how do you say, like a after product or like, I don't know how you would call that. It's, you know, it's, I'm not really just interested in brand building. I just want to focus on selling those septic tanks.
Yeah.
I just want to focus on selling those septic tanks, and that's how I get the installs. And I also don't mind promoting the services that I do for work.
Right,
yep.
Right.
Like the, Not branding. I'm not interested in that. I just want to sell tanks, septic materials, and then offer installation and offer the services like percolation tests and plans for septic and sewer and all that stuff.
Okay. Our technicians are experts in keyword phrases, so I'll have them pull it up. But I have septic tank. You're doing cells, septic tanks, right? Septic installation, septic materials. You said percolation tests too, right?
Right.
Okay.
So percolation test is pretty much, I have a environmental health engineer in my back pocket, and he helps us out with the designing, the plans, and you know, permit processing and all that stuff. So.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty cool.
Right. This isn't either, like, it's not really like brand building, right? Like, you already have your company, American Septic Works, right? This is online exposure. So we're going to make sure when they search, they're able to find your services and find your company is what I meant to say, you know?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. So you'll be golden. So, all right. The email you want, like your welcome email, initial invoice sent to you, that's the rockcityseptic@gmail.com, right?
Yeah, you can do that one.
All right, perfect. All right. And let's see. As far as the billing information goes, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
No, it's not going to be mine. It's going to be my wife's card.
Oh, I remember you told me that.
Yeah. Right now, I don't have a card on me. I lost them, so.
I remember
gonna,
you said that. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you get the new card, what you can do is you can change the card in your dashboard. All you do is go to billing, and then you can always, like, change your payment method if needed, you know?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so the name is it's in your wife's name, right? What's her name? Like, what's the name on the card?
Let me pull out the card right now. I have it with me.
Yeah, yeah. Take your time, brother.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
No, sorry, I'm at the barbershop. All right.
You good, brother?
Let me spell it out for you. It's time. Right. You ready? First name,
yes,
Marisol.
Okay.
Marisol.
Okay.
Last name is Almanzar, so it's Almanzar.
Got it. Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put her info on billing. I'm going to make you the authorized user, though, on the account and our main point of contact, okay?
Okay.
Give me 1 second. Let me change it around. How do you feel about Yamamoto tonight, man? I think he's going to tear it up.
He actually lives up the street from us.
We're in the city
of Sahunga.
Okay.
Yeah, he lives in La Cunada, Flint Ridge.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there's this restaurant up the street from us. It's called Los Gringos Locos.
Okay.
And, like, literally all the players, you bump into the manager, you bump into him. I bump into so many people, but, you know, I'm not starstruck, so you got to ask.
Yeah, I don't
know. Like, they're not there.
Yeah.
I'm just like, that's cool.
That's awesome,
so,
man. I think he's going to tear it up for sure today.
Okay. Yeah, I do a lot of work out there, but I haven't done any of those guys' septic systems yet. So,
right.
So maybe one of these days I can bump into them, they become one of my customers.
They put it on the Jumbotron for you, you know? Like,
right.
that'd be
another
awesome.
Area
Yeah.
Do you guys do target marketing and all that stuff? Like,
yes. Okay. I have you for a 50-mile radius. That's what we talked about last time. Is that still accurate?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
There might be some places that I may want to focus in, like locking out of Flint Ridge.
Okay.
There's a lot of septic out there in Palmdale, Lancaster, Green Valley, Acton. Like, there's certain, well, I guess we could fill those in later, but, do you need that card number?
Oh, yeah. Is it Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Give me 1 second. I mean, just, you'll have it on file, right? You're not going to charge it right now. I got to make sure there's funds in it.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah, okay.
I was going to charge card it number. Right now. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, go ahead. Charge it. Go ahead.
Okay. What type of card is it? Is it a, does it start with a 4 or 5?
It starts with a 4.
Okay, so it should be a Visa. Ready for that card number when you are.
Okay. Card number is 4259.
Okay.
0720.
Okay.
5512.
Uh-huh.
0868.
Expiration?
328.
Alright.
And the code number is 363.
Alright. Is the billing address the same 10204? Tajunga?
No, it's a different billing address.
Okay.
I'm not sure about her address. Give me a second. I need to find it. Give me a second.
Yeah, take your time, brother. I'm gonna start getting your notes over to your tech in the meantime.
Oye, Messi. Ahorita voy por él. Ahorita voy por él. Don't ball paper. Así me la puedes hacer otra vez, como un 1, 1.5. Okay, I found it.
Awesome. I found your Facebook and Instagram too.
Okay, the address is 1915.
1915.
That number 7. 7th Street, San Fernando, California. The zip code is 91340.
Alright, give me 1 second. And Fernando. Go. You said 91340? Is that correct?
91340, correct.
Okay, so 1915 7th Street. Got it.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, awesome. Put it in billing. All right, we're rolling. Okay. So what I'm doing now, okay, I'm coding out the card. I already assigned the package to your technician. I'm processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification. It will ask you a few questions that I already asked you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
You're good. Please state the name of your business.
American Septic Works.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Fred Chavez, owner, operator.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I agree.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I agree. Perfect. It's monthly, right?
What's that?
It's monthly, right?
Yeah, it's monthly. That's the next thing I'm going to say. All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is October 11th, 2024. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Now stop sounding like a robot. All right. Few more questions for the tech side. They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or text messages from us?
Text messages.
All right. Text messages. Perfect. All right. And the business, is it currently licensed and insured?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. And I already found your Facebook page and Instagram. In there. Okay. So the client interview, we block off a full hour. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes or so. Okay. Let me check their availability. So the soonest time they have. Yeah, take your time, brother.
1 second, sorry.
All right.
Yeah, that's fine. You were saying sorry.
Oh, so the soonest time they have is on Monday at 7 a.m. The latest time they have is 3 p.m. And they have all the slots in between except for the 12 o'clock. So what time works best for you?
Anytime Monday.
Anytime Monday? You want
10 a.m.
10 a.m.? All right, awesome. All right, so let me put it in for 10. So you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It's going to say Local Splash on it. CI, which just means client interview, and then EN for English. 1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. Yeah. And the way this works is they're going to call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. Okay?
Yeah.
If I am on the phone, they'll just call on their own, you know? To make sure we don't miss the appointment. All right. Last thing. So there's a few emails that were sent to you. Are you, I know you're at the barbershop. Are you able to pull those up right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. So go ahead and pull up the first one, Local Splash initial invoice.
Okay, 1 second.
Yeah. Take your time, brother. Should be from Local Splash Support.
Okay, I have, the one you sent at 3?
Yep, right at 3.
Welcome to Local Splash.
No, pull up the initial invoice first.
Initial invoice. Okay, got it.
Okay. So when you pull that up, it'll say, hello, Marisol, right? Because the card's in her name. So I had to make her the primary. Fifth line down, you're going to see a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms. When you click on that, that is going to show you everything you're paying for in writing. Everything I went over with you, okay? The only thing that's not included in this platform is Google Ads and Google Guaranteed. Those are like upgraded programs. Let's say, you know, 3 months down the line, you're like, man, I'm loving this, I'm killing it, but I want to get some more clicks or some more leads. Those are two good options to do that. So we'll just kind of cross that bridge later. But
so Google Ads is not, it's not included in the 300?
No, it's not. It's not. You're getting local SEO, meaning you're not paying per click, per call, or per lead with this program.
Okay.
So we'd like to see how you do on that platinum package first, and then if you need additional clicks or leads, Google Ads and Google Guaranteed are a good way to, like, do that, you know?
Right.
Yeah, but the traction from this may be enough, so we kind of just got to cross that bridge first, you know?
Right.
All
right,
so everything else is included, though. It has the timelines, all that good stuff on there. It'll state that it's month-to-month, no contracts. So you can take your time reviewing it, but after you reviewed it, it'll have you check a few boxes at the bottom, and then it's going to have Marisol type her name in and hit confirm.
Okay.
So after you do that, it will take you to a username and password screen, and I'm going to show you how to get to that username and password right now, too.
Okay.
So once you can take your time, but once you're done, the username and password is going to be in your welcome to local splash email, and it'll have a link there too to be able to log into your dashboard.
Okay. Is it possible that I can call you back and get this started out, like, you know, later time? Cause the clippers are going on, the hair dryer, and all kinds of shit.
Yeah, you're good, brother. Just review those emails over the weekend, and if you have any questions, right, either when you're done at the barbershop or, like, Monday, just call me, and I'll walk you through it all. But you're already completely set up. You're good to go, brother, for sure.
All right, sounds good, man. Appreciate your time.
Hey, let's go Dodgers,
I'll call you back, like, in 30 minutes, if anything.
Yeah, I'll talk to you then. Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
All right, brother. All right, bye.